This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, November 16. Sanctified sexuality. Our reading comes from Leviticus 18 and Hebrews chapter 13. Leviticus 18. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the Israelites and say to them, 'I am the Lord your God. You must not do as they do in Egypt, where you used to live, and you must not do as they do in the land of Canaan, where I am bringing you. Do not follow their practices. You must obey my laws and be careful to follow my decrees. I am the Lord your God. Keep my decrees and laws, for the person who obeys them will live by them. I am the Lord.'" No one is to approach any close relative to have sexual relations. I am the Lord. Hebrews chapter 13. Marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, "Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you." So we say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me?" Our culture today is immersed in sex. Many advertisements use suggestive messaging to promote fast food, clothing, video games, and more. Streaming services allow viewers to watch provocative scenes on demand. Sex is presented as bringing ultimate joy and fulfillment. Leviticus teaches us how the Lord's presence transforms every part of our lives. God's presence shapes the boardroom, the family room, the classroom, and yes, the bedroom. While our culture's moral compass is set by individual desire, God calls His people to look to Him and His Word. Since God liberated us from slavery to sin, we must not become enslaved again by sinful desires. Anyone who has struggled with sexual temptation or sin can testify to the way it can imprison us. Instead of indulging in an anything-goes approach to sex, we are to honor God's design for sexuality by enjoying it in the context of marriage between a husband and wife. While this message may seem outdated or restrictive, God's Word leads us to true enjoyment and flourishing. Sexual sin promises excitement, but leaves us feeling empty and ashamed. Jesus has graciously paid the penalty for our sin and removed our shame so that we can live into the full enjoyment of all that God intends for us. May we live free from the slavery of sin and instead delight in living out all parts of our life in the joyful presence of God. Pray with me. God, help us to live in the freedom you have won for us in Jesus. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.